said to Mama Bear, said to Mama Bear. The Saturday Light Brigade, and hello to Ted in Squirrel Hill. I saw Ted sitting out there, who is friends with Steve, who is in the group today. We're really looking forward to releasing them so you can hear them sing. They've been here twice before, and we'll talk a little bit more about barbershop harmony throughout the hour, how you can get involved either as a singer or is somebody attending to hear quartets or choruses. We have a chorus today, and they are the Steel City Harmonizers.
Hey, good afternoon.
Or good morning.
Almost, yeah.
We're going to start things off with a bit of a hello song. So this one's all about Mary Lou.
Pass me by one summer day, flash those big brown eyes my way, and oh, I wanted you forevermore. Now, baby, I'm not one that gets around, swear my feet stuck to the ground, and though I never did meet you before, I said, hello, Mary Lou.
Goodbye, heart.
Goodbye, heart. I said, sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
I'm in love with Mary Lou.
I knew Mary Lou.
Never
part, so hello, Mary Lou, goodbye heart,
goodbye heart.
Saw your lips, I heard your voice, believe me, I just had no choice. My voice is good to make you stay away. Thought about a moonlit night, arms around you, good and tight, that's all I need to see for me to say. So in love with you,
I'm in love with Mary.
I knew Mary Lou.
We never part.
We never part. So hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Goodbye, heart. Hello, Mary Lou. I'm in love with you. Yes, hello, Mary Lou.
Goodbye, heart.
Right from the start, I said hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart.
Pretty wonderful, the Steel City Harmonizers here at the Saturday Light Brigade. I should turn this microphone back over, let you introduce yourself and talk about the group.
Sure, absolutely. My name's Harrison King.
Harrison.
I am one of the assistant directors of the Steel City Harmonizers Barbershop Chorus. And we are a group of about 35 guys, active singers, that sing four-part harmony. Because we love it. We've got about 14 of us crammed into the studio this morning to give a sampling of what we're working on. And our songs range from anywhere back as far as the late 1800s to much more modern pieces. Anywhere in there, like Beatles, big band, you name it, it can be done in the barbershop style.
Well, and a harmony is something that is a part of most forms of music. You know, it just occurred to me that, you know, you guys were like the original boy bands, right? You know, going back.
It's true. It's true. You know, and everybody loves, you know, from the boy bands, the tenors with the high voices. So this is our very young tenor section over here with Joe Novelli and Ford Fuller and Roger McQuaid. Cumulatively, they're only about what? You know, an average of like 17 years old?
On average. Okay. Where are the 20 infants? but I didn't say that. So they're the tenors.
They are.
Okay.
And so they provide the highest notes of our barbershop harmony. Just below them, we have sort of second tenor. We call them lead voices. They're the ones that typically have the melody. And we have Paul Kulwick. We have Brian Wasser. We have Carl Chappell, we have John Clunies, and we have Warwick Powell. All five of them, gentlemen, are going to be singing the melodies on the songs that we're doing today.
Okay, and then there are others.
There are
at least two other factions here.
Yes, singing the very low foundation notes. We actually have three members of our chorus here that are the basses. Our front row bass here is Joe Shields. We have Rich the Stretch Stevens behind him,
mm-hmm.
and Bob Parker behind Joe's other shoulder.
Okay, and then who did we miss? Did we do...
We're missing the junk man of the barbershop sound.
And the junk man?
The junk man. In a jazz group, they usually have somebody that's playing a part that just sounds absolutely awful on its own. But in the context of the rich jazz chords, it's absolutely beautiful. And the people who get to sing that are the baritones in the barbershop world. And in front, we have Mike Hengelsberg, and we have Steve Hawkins. And I would say I am a baritone as well. I was born that way.
I'm born that way. And so they provide the sort of cacophonous, if it were all by itself, you know, it would be tough. Was that the right way to describe it?
That's pretty fair.
Yeah. Cacophonous is a compliment in my book. It's meant to be a compliment. It's that sound that kind of makes your head spin a little bit.
A little bit. I mean, we could demonstrate a little bit about barbershop harmony and sort of give an idea of how the parts all fit together.
Well, sure.
So as legend would have it, back in the day, back in the late 1800s, you know, late 19th century, the thing to do every morning if you were a gentleman of the town would be to wait in line at the local barber shop for your morning shave. And to pass the time, somebody would sing a popular song of the day, and then other folks would start to harmonize with it. And that's where the barbershop sound, legendarily speaking, came from. So we'll take an old standard song like My Wild Irish Rose. The melody sounds something like this.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows.
And it's an absolutely lovely, you know, wistful melody. Not everybody had the range to sing with those melody voices, so some people would harmonize up high, and when you put them together, it sounds pretty cool, like this.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows.
And not everybody was blessed with those high-pitched voices, so people would start to harmonize down below, where it was very manly. And when you put the three parts together, it sounds like this.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows.
And then, inevitably, as you're waiting in line at the barbershop, you will have 3 out of 4 people able to carry a tune, and then you have that guy. The person who is said to be barren of tone, unable to sustain melodies and pitches and things, and he would inevitably try to sing along, and every once in a while, you know, that blind squirrel would find a nut, and it would fit into the barbershop sound, and it became the fourth part of barbershop that we love so much. But by itself, baritone leaves you a little confused. Gentlemen, baritone by itself.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows.
And somehow...
Ain't that beautiful?
Somehow,
yeah,
when you put
nice.
That into the context of the other three parts, you get the four-part sound that barbershoppers know and love.
My wild Irish rose, the sweetest flower that grows. You may search everywhere, but none can compare with my wild Irish rose, Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, my rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild.
it all works when it comes together, which is a pretty amazing thing. I'm going to take this mic while I can and just sort of stand up for a second, give you a chance to say your name and say anything else you want to say. I think we should start with the baritones, though, give you a chance to rebut any of those remarks.
Well, hi, I'm Mike Hengelsberg. I'm from Allison Park in the North Hills, and I've been singing with the Steel City Harmonizers now for a year, but doing barbershop for about 15 years, and it's just an absolute blast singing with these guys. So thank you for having us.
Despite all those things Harrison said.
You know, I won't hold it against him because he's a baritone, too.
It's true. Ah.
Hi, I'm Steve Hawkins from Squirrel Hill, and I brought some studio audience this morning, my wife and cousin and our good friend Ted from Squirrel Hill. And I've been with the group about 2.5 years, and I think I sing with it because of what Harrison said. I love the baritone part. It's challenging and really cool.
Oh, that's great. And our last baritone, I think.
Well, actually, I'm a bass, too. Oh. So, yeah.
What are you doing today?
Both. I'm being bipolar here, so it's like a, if that's the right word for it. But
of all the ones you chose that could choose, that's probably the best one.
Yes. Anyhow, my name's Bob Parker. I'm from Plum Borough. I've been singing barbershop for almost 30 years now. And I actually got started singing baritone accidentally and did it for 28 years. And now I'm back to my normal voice, which is bass.
Excellent. Well, nice to meet you. And we'll just continue. We'll be sure we get everybody in while I'm here. Stretch is behind you.
Yes.
Well, we'll talk to Stretch first.
Good morning. Rich Stevens. I got the nickname Stretch because we have two Rich Stevenses in the chorus, and one is tall and skinny, and he's Rick the Stick, and I often lead the warm-up exercises, which includes stretching and breathing, so I became Rich the Stretch.
Got it. Interesting world. And then in front of you?
I'm Joe Shields. I'm from Ross Township. I've only been doing barbershop now for almost a year, so I'm pretty new compared to a lot of these guys. But I've always loved harmony and was interested in this and happened to find this group, which is fantastic. So really enjoying it. It's just been great. And I sing bass. I'm one of the basses. So.
Well, that's great. And if I can use you, are you the newest member of everybody here, I think? So a lot of people think about doing this. And I do believe that you're always happy to have new members and to welcome people. How did it take a lot of, is it something you were thinking about doing for a while and then finally decided to? Or how long did it take to act on that idea?
Well, thankfully with the internet, it's pretty easy to find just about anything, honestly. But believe it or not, I found out about barbershop from a Simpsons episode from a long time ago, and always enjoyed the sound. To be honest, they did a great job with that episode as far as sounding good with the harmony. So, but I guess that was my first exposure to it as like a young man, even younger than I am now. I've enjoyed music for my entire life, really. So it's really not that much of a stretch if you are already a musician, I think. And I would encourage anybody who is young that this is a great art form, and you should check it out. You really should.
Yeah, it's funny. A lot of people learn about it from The Music Man, the musical, because there's a barbershop quartet embedded in it. And I think last time you were here, we talked about Malcolm in the Middle and the great barbershop quartet. Maybe we didn't. Oh, there's a great episode of the TV show Malcolm in the Middle where Hal, the main character, forms a barbershop quartet called the B-Sharps. And all the other guys quit on him, but he still goes on stage by himself just singing his part, which, come to think of it, is probably the baritone. And the best part of that episode is they had all these corny hand motions and movements. And now this is Bryan Cranston, right? The same guy that played the lead in Breaking Bad, a phenomenal actor. And he did all of these motions without the other three guys around him, and it was the silliest thing. Now, you're all going to Google that and watch that. Let's meet the other half real quick, and then we're going to go back to some more music. How do you like being the other half? I shouldn't. Let's meet the second, the equally important half.
As long as I've been married, I'm used to being the other half, so not a problem. My name's Carl Chappell, and I'm from Wampum, Pennsylvania.
where the mine is, the big, deep storage mine.
Yes, actually. In fact, I live on the very same road.
I know that mine, Lawrence County, right?
Well, no, we're four properties from Lawrence County. I'm still in Beaver County, although Wampum is a Lawrence County zip code.
It's a big, big place. A lot of people store records there. How did you get into this?
Into barbershopping? Well, I was with my wife, went to a local watering hole to have some pizza and some beer, and this group of guys came in and sat down at a table and started singing some stuff that just blew me away. And, you know, I've been interested in singing since high school. That was back when they had the one-room schoolhouses. So I went over and introduced myself, and they just took me right in and said, why don't you come down and visit us on Tuesday night, which was the night that they met. And my wife said, oh, you should go. And I'm sure she rused the day that she ever said that.
I thought you were going to say, I'm sure she started looking for a group that met on a Wednesday night, then on Thursday.
Well, no. You know, barbershopping is just something that not everybody, but some of us just fall in love with it, and it really becomes more than just a hobby.
Oh, yeah, it's a great camaraderie and the spirit behind it, and always it's funny. I think everybody who enjoys listening to it or samples it is probably surprised at how comfortable they immediately feel, and you feel like you're part of the group even if you're not part of the group. It's a welcoming form of music. Hello.
Hey, Larry. My name's John Clunas. I live in the Oakland part of the city here now, and I've been doing this thing for roughly almost 40 years.
John gets the mustache award for today, I think, too. He's got... Oh, yeah, Mike's got one. They both have the waxed mustaches, looking good. And sorry to go from mustache to beard. We have a few nice beards, too.
Brian Wasser. I've been singing with the group now for about 8 years, 8, 9 years. And I got started in barbershop, really got my first exposure as a student at Penn State. In their glee club, we dabbled in all sorts of male choral type sounds, including barbershop.
That's still so active, too. A lot of college glee clubs. 5 more to meet, then we're going to go straight back to music.
Yeah, hi. My name is Warwick Powell. I joined the group in 2000, so I've been involved for about 15 years. Originally, what took me into it was that I was playing guitar and singing, but not really as well as I thought perhaps I could learn from the group here. And it's been an amazing learning experience. And I'm really very pleased that they've put up with me all that time.
Excellent.
And my name is Paul Coolwick. I'm from Hampton. And I've been with the Harmonizers here for about a year, though I've been singing barbershop for 4. I've been a percussionist for 40 years. And I've been in music all my life, and I can't go without it. But I need to make a special note that there's at least 3 of us gentlemen in the room today that have our wives sing barbershop as well. So keep that in mind. Not just it's a male thing, but there are women that sing barbershop too.
And that's the Sweet Adelines organization. And we have had some Sweet Adelines groups on. I don't know if we've had your wife on or not. We'll have to work on that if we haven't.
Sounds good. Fantastic.
Hi, I'm Joe Novelli, and I am the membership and chapter development vice president for Metro Chapter, and been barbershopping for quite a few years. I think it's 34, 35. I think I lost count, but this is a great fraternity, a great hobby for anybody of any singing level to get into. I encourage it, and hopefully... can I give our phone number out? 412-447-1396. And we'll tell you all about Barbershop Harmony.
Great. We'll make sure we mention that at the end, too. 2 more guys, and then I'm afraid we'll have time for half a song. No, we'll have plenty of time.
Hi, my name is Ford Fuller. I'm from Ross Township in the North Hills. And I've been doing barbershop for about 8 years. I've been singing since high school, but just recently barbershop. And I'm really just a tenor, even though I know there's no such thing as just a tenor. As a matter of fact, most choruses always have openings for good tenors. So if you're a good tenor out there, we can always use use you.
Hi, I'm Roger McQuaid. I'm a tenor. I'm also the chairman for the World Harmony Jam, I was the chairman for the World Harmony Jamboree last time, 1994, and this time I get a chance to be the lead guy, the chair of the entire party for the international convention being held in Pittsburgh.
When is that?
That's going to be from June 28th, that's a Sunday, through July 5th, another Sunday, and in there there's a lot of nice barbershop, and one of the biggest things of that is going to be the bridge. The Roberto Clemente Bridge is going to be used for a sing-along on July 4th in between the Three Rivers Regatta, going to be held until about 3 o'clock they finish. We start at 3 o'clock on the bridge, and then at 4 o'clock is the Pirates versus the Indians game.
Wow, and that's this summer. Boy, that's going to be exciting. Do you know roughly how many barbershop singers will be coming to Pittsburgh? It's got to be in the thousands, I would imagine.
We're expecting about 6,000. Okay, we expect also to have on the bridge a lot of the Pittsburghers who would like to sing and have an opportunity for all of us to sing along together.
That's great. Let us know how we can help publicize that. And we have to figure out a way. Maybe we'll broadcast from some of it. Harrison King, what's next? I want to be sure we just turn things back over to you and get as much music. I did want to be sure everybody had a chance to say hello, though. We don't always get a chance to do that.
Sure. You mentioned that Malcolm in the Middle episode with all of the choreography and things. This past Monday night, which is when our chapter meets and we have our rehearsals, we had a performance coach come in named Carlos Barrio, and he put our chorus through all kinds of movement exercises. And so we're not gonna do all of them on this next song in this tiny studio environment, but we're gonna be putting them on stage next Saturday, a week from today, in Cincinnati, Ohio. So this is a little sampling of one of our competition songs.
Oh, well, I don't mean maybe, like the man says, baby, just in time, I found you just in time, before you came, my time was running low.
Yes,
I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Just in time, and change my lonely life that lovely day. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way. For love came just in time, you found me just in time, and changed my lonely life, that lovely man. I sure got lucky, you found me just in time.
Now, if you get a chance to see these guys, you have to go just for the hand motions, and I saw the bridled motions, not the unbridled motions, but that was a lot of fun to watch.
Oh man, it's a good workout too. So not only am I singing along with the folks, I'm doing all the arm waving, looking a little Kermit the Frog here in my greenish shirt.
Yay! Now, do you arrange these, Harrison, or tell me a little bit? I mean, Harrison is leading the group, as you can probably tell, but There's an art to doing this. It doesn't just all come together that easily, does it?
Oh, no. There's hundreds or even thousands of people who arrange music for the performances of songs in the barbershop style. I have arranged songs in the past, and in fact, we actually have one that's performance ready that I arranged last fall. We did a show that was all it all had Pittsburgh tie-ins. Every piece of music that we did had a little snippet of Pittsburgh history. This particular song that we're going to do right now was made popular by the Skyliners.
Ah, I think I know what it is.
A Pittsburgh doo-wop institution.
Does it begin with synth?
Yes.
Okay.
The title of the song does, but the first those of the song
starts
actually
with the I.
It starts with some bumming.
I should quit guessing.
So we're going to start off with a little doo-wop-y intro and lead into Since I Don't Have You. Bum 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 bum. Oh, I don't have plans and schemes, and I don't have hopes and dreams. I don't have anything since I don't have you, baby. Oh, I don't have fond desires, and I don't have happy hours, baby. I don't have anything since I don't have you. I don't have you. Oh, I don't have happiness, and I guess I never will.
Was beautiful, and the tenor's really doing amazing work. All of you. But no, I started to say the tenor's really stood out, but that's not what you want to say. But no, I was wondering what you were going to do when you got to that part, and it sounded terrific. And great Pittsburgh song from the Skyliners. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. Everything you're hearing is live. There are 14 folks in the studio right now, members of the Steel City Harmonizers, 15 if you include me. And I'm just singing in my head. And we'll give you more information. I'm excited about the convention. I didn't realize that was going to be happening in June, where the city will have 6,000 to be a waiter or a waitress or an elevator rider, because I'm assuming, do these conventions involve a lot of spontaneous moments of song?
we actually have a committee or an informal committee of people who are going around downtown Pittsburgh trying to find places that echo, ring, or just sound absolutely wonderful in the barbershop sound. I've gotten to sing in that cylindrical space in at the entrance to the Smithfield Street Garage.
Yeah.
That is a fantastic place to just position a barbershop quartet and just sing a tag, like the big finish of a barbershop song. And it just echoes forever. It is wonderful.
Oh, that's going to be – has the convention ever been in Pittsburgh before?
Yeah. 1994 was the last time. And before that, it was 1982.
Okay. But that's some time. That's a generation ago, pretty much, of 22 years. I mean, that's before the convention center, I think.
So it was back in the igloo days.
Yeah. So that's going to be really exciting. So look for that towards the end of June through the 4th of July.
Yeah. The competition venue actually is the Console Energy Center. We're building a stage. There's going to be you know, like 10,000 seats available. So not just our barbershop brothers that'll be in town, but there will be tickets available. You know, you essentially can join our convention for a day and sit in on the wonderful harmonics of barbershop quartets and choruses from around the country and around the world coming to Pittsburgh. It's the best of the best coming to Pittsburgh this year.
Yeah, and you know, I've had a chance to see some of the Big Apple chorus quartets.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
It's really fun to see a bunch of different quartets and how they all do different variations of the same. They start with the same basic ingredients and constraints, right, of the barbershop tradition, and then create very different things out of them.
Well, the barbershop quartet that won the competition the last time the convention was here in Pittsburgh is called Joker's Wild.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And we're fortunate in this room to have the lead singer of Joker's Wild in Mr. John Clunas.
I thought, and John's been here before.
I suspect a CD of ours is probably sitting in on the shelf.
It is, and it's funny. I remember that very clearly when you were here.
Yes, we enjoyed our stay here. It's a truly international thing that pulls people from all over. And in fact, last year's champion, the contest was in Las Vegas last year. Last year's champion is from New Zealand.
Wow.
And they'll be coming back into town and doing a show that you'll also be able to get tickets to. There's going to be a concert at Heinz Hall. There's lots of different venues where you can sample a little bit or a lot of barbershop if you're so inclined.
Pittsburgh's going to love this. I think Pittsburgh, even if you're not familiar with it, this is a great chance.
You can probably tell by the funny way I talk that I'm from New Zealand. This is Warwick Powell.
Boy, am I glad. I was wondering about that. I was going to, I knew, I won't say the A word. I knew it was New Zealand or Australia. and I didn't want to guess. I didn't want to guess because I... Yeah, you'd be. I knew it was New Zealand or Australia. When did you come to the States?
In 2000, when I first joined the barbershop here.
Okay, what brought you here?
A woman.
Ah. That's a good. You can share more if you want, or that's enough.
We happen to have a song about the dress that she was wearing when Warwick met her.
She wore blue velvet, whoa, whoa, whoa. Bluer than velvet was the night. Softer than satin was the light from the stars. But when precious and warm a memory through the years, the years.
And I still can see blue velvet through my tears.
What a great rendition of that song by the Steel City Harmonizers. Harrison apologizing to Warren for implying that his wife came here on a blue velvet carpet or however that. No, it's fine. I've heard that song, you know, hundreds of times, and I think you guys probably brought out the story of that song better than anybody. It's funny. You hear the lyrics very differently. Sometimes.
Even better than the Cannonsburg crooner himself.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I've heard Bobby Vinton do that song I don't know how many times, but it sounds, of course, different, but also I was comprehending it more listening to it as a group. I can't tell you why, other than I was.
Well, it's a very colorful arrangement. Like in the barbershop world, you know, we look for dominant seventh chords, but there's some very pretty non-barbershop chords, very jazzy chords that were written into that particular arrangement that gives just that beautiful soft feel. There's a lot of texture built into that chart.
Is it true about the phantom voice that can come about is for men or women are singing where all of a sudden you almost hear a fifth voice out of nowhere?
Yes, the overtone. There are many opportunities on our Monday night chapter meetings where we are just sounding so in tune with each other. We're all singing the same way. We're all matching the vowels, you know, Not Pittsburgh vowels, but yeah, when we're singing,
ew, you know, like those,
yeah, them and that,
yeah.
But we get to rehearse on a stage over at Trinity Christian School in Forest Hills, and you know, we get to appreciate the stage acoustics, like the sound bounces off of the wall behind you, off of the ceiling above, off of the back of the auditorium. So you just get that beautiful full sound and feeling. And sometimes you do get that overtone if you're doing everything just right.
Yeah, it's kind of, and you're probably playing in one of the most singing in one of the most echo-free environments that you're used to being in. And you know, one of these days we should get you in a nice echoey environment too, because it's probably fun to sing with the echoes, I'll bet. What's next?
I guess shameless plug time.
Oh, sure.
Our chorus is going to be going to Cincinnati, Ohio for the big Johnny Appleseed District Regional Competition.
Congratulations.
Which is happening Friday and Saturday, the 10th and 11th of April, so just a week away. And what we're doing is we're going to show off our competition stuff, and we have other quartets from the area who are going to show off some of their music this upcoming Monday at Trinity Christian School, 299 Ridge Avenue in Forest Hills. The show, that really big show, if you will, is going to be we'll call it like 8:30. We're going to get a little bit of rehearsal time in as a group, and then we're going to actually have our competition tuxedo vests and things on, and we're really going to show whoever wants to come by
what we
can do. So our formal invitation to you folks out there, if you want to come and hear the Steel City Harmonizers for a free two-song show, but also get, you know, quartets from the area as well. You know, come see us, 8:30, Trinity Christian School.
Can that be like an open house? People sort of coming in for a little bit if they can't stay? I mean, I'm thinking it would be a good way to sample barbershop music live.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on in. We're in the auditorium. So, I mean, as long as we don't exceed 474 people in attendance, I think we're going to be okay.
And just to give true Pittsburgher directions, it's the old Forest Hills Junior High School. I guess.
Middle school?
I'm confident of that. Well, it was Forest Hills Junior High when I was a boy. I think it later became a Woodland Hills Middle School, but, you know. Yes, through the Squirrel Hill Tunnel in the direction of where the Gimbels used to be.
Stuff that isn't here anymore. I love
exactly.
that.
Exactly. We have about 7 minutes of radio time, so that's probably maybe two songs. I just want to be sure you're I want to give you good timing, but
sure.
Again, the Steel City Harmonizers, we've linked to their Facebook page, and I will post their Facebook page on our Facebook page as they're singing the next song.
Yeah, this is an Irving Berlin tune, and this past February 14th, we delivered it to unsuspecting yet very appreciative audiences of one, usually one person at a time, singing Valentine style. So Irving wrote this song for his later wife when she was estranged from him at the time. He probably did something and then he had to write the song for her.
I'll be loving you.
Never knew the story about that song.
So yeah, he actually wrote the song while she was apart from him, and that's how he got her back. He gave her the song. I mean, he gave the rights to the song to her. So anytime that there were royalties that, you know, from the performance of it, from the sale of the music, they went to her.
So he just gave her a nickel. Not you guys, we, because we have to report that stuff.
Oh, yes, yes. So, So every time it gets performed, even now.
I hope she was a nice lady. Yeah, we we keep track of all these things, and we have to do all that kind of stuff. It's probably not public domain by now. I'm sure it isn't.
It's almost there.
So it's facebook.com/SteelCityHarmonize is how you can find their Facebook page. It is. I just checked.
Oh, great.
It is. I saw you, and I put it up there, and you guys came up with like white robe-like things in a picture.
And our tuxedo jackets.
Yes, you guys looked great. And in case you don't get a chance to jot that down, go to our Facebook page. You can see it. And the number, again, if you want to find out about membership or learn more, best thing to do would be to show up at Trinity Christian Church on Ridge Avenue in Forest Hills. this Monday night around 8:30, but you could also phone 412-447-1396, 412-447-1396. And thank you all for being here. Did we miss anything we should mention?
Our chapter has a really big cabaret-style dinner show that we're going to be doing at the end of May, Saturday, May 30th, at St. Robert Bellarmine in East McKeesport. And no matter where you are in the Pittsburgh area, there are barbershoppers near you. Beaver, Butler, the South Hills, the North Hills, Westmoreland County.
Wampum. Everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, the echo inside the mine is fantastic.
I'll bet. Well, thank you all for being here. They will probably sing us out. Thank you for being here, too. And once again, we'll look for you next week. The Steel City Harmonizers.
And big thanks to you and your team.
Yeah, thank you, Larry.
Oh, our pleasure, as always.
Doomba, 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 I'm ready to fall because I'm sitting on top of the world. Just rolling along, just rolling along. I'm sitting on top of the world. Rolling along, rolling along. I'm quitting the blues of the world. Just singing a song.
A big thanks again to the Steel City Harmonizers. They called attention to themselves today, too. There were a lot of kids out there listening to you that you could not see. Thanks to our other guests today, Emily McMahon from Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, Nina Barbuto of Assemble, also our Fairchild Challenge participants, as well as Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, First Waves, and again, the Steel City Harmonizers.